Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Stone by Max Monroe, narrated by Alexander Sendes and Eva Kaminsky. Intro. The New York Chronicle. The Cold-Hearted Killer. 5 days ago, a fourth woman went missing in the same small town in Montana where three women have already been found dead in the last 7 months. All three bodies were discovered within a 6-mile radius. Although law enforcement officials have been tight-lipped on most of the details, one thing is clear. There's a serial killer in their midst. September 15th, 2010. Cold. Authorities say just 2 weeks after a body found in a wooded area inside the small town of Cold, Montana, had been identified as the missing 25-year-old woman named Emily Morrow. Another woman, 24-year-old Bethany Johnson, has been reported as missing. This marks the fourth woman who has gone missing in the small and otherwise sleepy town of Cold, Montana, in the span of 7 months. On the morning of September 10th, 24-year-old Bethany Johnson told her boyfriend she'd be back home in a few hours and was last seen getting into a silver Honda Civic parked outside of her home. Bethany intended to drop by a friend's house located approximately 10 minutes away, but she never arrived. On July 17th, 25-year-old Carly Best's remains were found inside a vacant home. That same day, 27-year-old Victoria Carson's remains were found in a nearby abandoned barn. This string of murders seems obtrusive in a town that rarely sees one case, if any, of homicide or manslaughter in a year. "This is very out of character for our small community," Chief Pulse said during a press conference. "The patterns of these murders, the manner in which they are being committed, along with the similarities between the victims, proves they are not a coincidence. We are dealing with a serial killer here. A $5,000 reward is being offered for information about Bethany Johnson," Officer Grace Murphy of the Cold Police Department instructed at a press conference as she held up a picture of the 24-year-old woman. "She is 5'4" tall and weighs 130 pounds. She has brown hair, amber eyes, and light skin, with a birthmark on her front right thigh. She also has a butterfly tattoo on her left ankle. Please," she added, clearly moved by the uncharacteristic trouble in her town, "anyone with more information regarding Bethany's whereabouts, please come forward so we can find her." The city's coroner, Dr. Walter Gaskins, has issued autopsy reports on all three victims and confirmed all deaths occurred by strangulation. There are other details within the reports that have not been released to the public yet, but an anonymous inside source has come forward to give us one more important fact. Carved into the victim's skin with a knife, the killer left one thing behind: a tiny, broken heart. In Cold, Montana, love has started to hurt. Prologue. Levi, January 3rd, 2016. My fisted hand hovered over the worn wood of Chief Red Pulse's door for one beat, then two, long enough to fill my lungs with much-needed air, and then connected sharply three times. The chief's call to enter wasn't any less severe than the raps of my knuckles.
"Come in!"
I swallowed and shoved. The door opened with surprising ease given the dread I felt. It wasn't that I didn't like Chief Pulse, I did. I'd known the man my entire life and respected him greatly. He was a good man, with good values, and had more time on the force than anyone else. Seeing as he was pushing 75, that wasn't all that surprising. But being summoned to his office always felt a little like being called to the principal, even when I hadn't done anything wrong. And today, the timing was horrendously suspicious. My worst nightmare was scheduled to roll into town soon. And he was never a man to dance around an issue. His rusty brown eyes didn't waste any time meeting my own. His eyebrows were wild and his clothing slightly sloppy, an appearance I suspected was common for most old men, but his mind was sharp. You could see it in his stare, without question.